at the till. You pack, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 13 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Mafia removed from Zamsa board as senior officials suspended. Economists called for increased investment in hydropower in global. In global news, Dangote refinery exports surge amid disruptions linked to the Iran war. Good afternoon, welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mozina Mwinga. Health Minister Alex Katakwe has, with immediate effect, revoked the appointment of Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia President Kigen Mwape as a board member of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, and suspended several other senior officers. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Katakwe said the decision has been made in line with the ministry's core mandate to improve performance and safeguard public resources. Dr. Katakwe has since requested the society to nominate another representative in accordance with the provisions of its governing act. He has also called on the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, to urgently institute investigations into the matter involving the suspended officials.
In our continued efforts to improve performance and safeguard public resources, I have with immediate effect revoked the appointment of Mr. Kigen Mwape, President of the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, as board member of ZAMSA. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia is hereby requested to nominate another representative in accordance with the provisions of its governing act.
Meanwhile, pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has raised concern over recent administrative changes at ZAMSA, describing some of the new appointments as unsuitable for the critical roles. This follows a directive by Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe, who suspended several senior procurement and supply chain officials at ZAMSA in a move aimed at improving efficiency, accountability, and service delivery. Mr. Kanyika has told Phoenix News that while the changes may have been necessary, the selection of replacements raises serious concerns about competence and experience.
Can't have such kind of a situation where someone's arrested today, then you give them a position for them to be supervising people who have been working for more than 20 years. That's unacceptable. The minister needs to recheck. And
people can only oversubscribe when they
have electricity.
Can't have such kind of a situation where someone's arrested today, then you give them a position for them to be supervising people who have been working for more than 20 years. That's unacceptable. The minister needs to recheck, and the people whom he has appointed, they need to know exactly what is the role they want from there. Because that institution is may look simple, but it's not as people say. The learning supply chain for the all countries, not easy. It's something very difficult and something that someone needs to understand properly and need proper education to learn the way the procurement or the way the supply chain supposed to be done.
Apologies for that. We continue with the news. Economist Yusuf Dodia has urged government to invest in the construction of additional power generation stations across the country's water bodies, saying this would help lower production costs and ultimately reduce the cost of living. Speaking when he featured on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Dodia explained that the energy sector is the lifeblood of the economy, and when production costs rise, the cost of doing business also increases, forcing consumers to rely more on imported goods rather than locally produced items, which may lead to the closure of local industries. Mr. Dodia notes that Zambia made a mistake by commercializing electricity in the 2000s, a move he believes has contributed to the current challenges, as electricity pricing is now largely determined by market-based purchasing power. He said Zambia has the potential to become a major electricity distributor in southern Africa if the energy sector is properly harnessed. Meanwhile, Mr. Dodia, who is also the We Are One Alliance, Zambia's fourth Republic presidential running mate, said that if given the opportunity, he would allow the family of late sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu to determine his burial arrangements, followed by a grand memorial ceremony to honor the former leader's legacy.
Electricity is the lifeblood of an economy. Fuel is the lifeblood of an economy. The way water is the lifeblood for human existence. I think we made a mistake in 2010, 2008, somewhere there, to commercialize the energy sector. I think this should have remained in the domain of the state, as a state-owned investment for the benefit of the Zambian people. Now, because we've commercialized it, energy has become a commodity. So forget about industrialization. It's about making money on fuel, making money on electricity tariffs, and to hell with industry. You know, industry will sort themselves out. But industry will not flourish. It will shut down.
The Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia, FFTUZ, has urged civil servants to remain nonpartisan, emphasizing that they are mandated to maintain complete neutrality in political matters. FFTUZ Secretary General Nelson Mwale explains that any civil servant wishing to participate in politics must follow the proper procedures, which include leaving the civil service before becoming actively involved. He has also highlighted the importance of clear political direction, especially in an election year, noting that uncertainty in the political environment can have negative effects on workers.
I want to appeal to the workers that we have a responsibility to work with the government of the day. And so we are calling upon our workers to stay out of politics, and those that want to engage into active politics, let them leave the civil service if they are public service workers and join the political world, because as workers we have the responsibility to work with the government of the day and exercise total neutrality insofar as, you know, politics is concerned.
The Zambia Union for Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers has urged the Road Development Agency, RDA, to sustain road rehabilitation efforts following the ongoing construction of a concrete pavement at the Kalulushi-Sabina Junction, and extend similar works to other affected areas to improve efficiency in the transport sector. Union Secretary General John Changwe says consistent maintenance and timely rehabilitation of road networks are critical to restoring confidence among transporters and enhancing safety along major routes. Mr. Changwe has commended the RDA for the work at the Kalulushi-Sabina Junction, describing the move as a positive step towards improving the country's road infrastructure. He noted that the previously poor state of the road had become a serious concern, affecting both local and foreign transporters and increasing risks to cargo as well as road safety. The RDA last week began constructing